I put up a video called Elon Musk Nails It. And the beauty of that video is that he talks about Disney. What people don't understand about Disney is that Walt Disney was a known anti-Semitic. His whole thing was that when he died, he did not want that company falling into the hands of Jews. And whose hands is it in right now? That's the whole game of the Jew. Like the idea that Paramount and Disney and all of those advertisers who are leaving, they're leaving because they're mad at what he said, but they're also trying to kill him. That's the point of that. That's what he's pointing that out. If you go back and look at Kanye West's videos of the red media, all those companies that are owned by Jews, you see who falls on those lists. And by the way, we need to check in on Kanye West. Now we are at a point where we need to check in on Kanye West. Kanye West was kind of like this figure who had to bite the bullet so that we could all see exactly what's going on. You know, and of course, as you guys know, I have a huge problem with all of this. People always ask, where is all the anti-Semitism coming from? Simple. Why can I call this person over here and I can't mention anything about the Jew? What is that about? Fucking people own 60% of the fucking, I think it's something like 60% of the fucking GDP that this country brings in. And you're telling me I can't talk about the Jew? Why are they so untouchable and everybody else I can shit on? Why is that? Oh, I should be able to shit on everyone equally. This is America, right? And I am 100% behind what he said. The people are the judge. He is correct. We are the judge. We can't let this go. Elon Musk knows what we think. He knows we know the truth. And he knows that we are too afraid to talk about it.